National headlines out of the US today, although I feel like I say that every day, I have to say, under the Trump administration. It is the administration that keeps on giving, isn't it? Well, there are claims now that open warfare has erupted inside President Trump's inner circle. This is down to his new communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, or Mooch, as he's known. He's attacked senior White House colleagues and he's used some pretty obscene language to do so. Anna Giratelli is with the Washington Examiner. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. There was some leaked information, I understand, about a dinner that had taken place at the White House.
Yeah, so it started a few days ago. Anthony Scaramucci, the new White House communications director, accused someone he tagged Ryan Priebus, the chief of staff, in a tweet saying that someone, possibly Mr. Priebus, had leaked his financial disclosures and that he would seek help from the FBI to prosecute this person. Then Mr. Scaramucci was on the phone with a reporter last night and did not know proper communications protocol to tell the reporter this is off the record, which means you cannot use it or attribute it to me. And so I don't know if I can even say what he said on the air. It was so obscene. He said he wanted to effing kill all the leakers and get the president's agenda on track. He made some comments about Steve Bannon. I can't even get into these on the air. So yeah. Now it's back and forth gunfire. And the president has yet to weigh in on this.
Right. So Scaramucci, the language he used and to a journalist is pretty extraordinary. But by what he said and the nature of what he said, clearly he is very concerned and infuriated about the leaks that are coming from within the administration.
He is. And the thing is, this certainly, what happened with this reporter that he spoke with by the phone who used what he said, that's not actually a leak. There's intelligence leaks coming from folks, you know, possible Obama holdovers who are in the Justice Department and the FBI. So those are the leaks that are illegal that are coming out. But things like what he's upset about got printed today, that is in no way illegal or really unethical, because he told a reporter and didn't know, as the most notable communications official in the country, you need to know when to tell a reporter, hey, you can't print this. I'm telling you this so you know what's going on. And think about this too, Rachel. This is 1 week since he's been appointed communications director. I mean, it feels like it's been 3 months over here. And it's just been a week, and he was brought in to unify the communications office to help the White House. If anything, he's pushing the White House farther away from the agenda that the president wants to be focused on.
So why was he selected? I mean, he's relatively new to the role, as you've just said. I mean, did he come with big credentials? His behavior is pretty extraordinary in such a senior position.
Yeah, well, I will say, I don't know how much your listeners know about Long Islanders. I grew up on Long Island myself. It's a part of New York outside Manhattan. He's an Italian Long Islander, so very passionate and outspoken. I myself am the same way. So he does bring that certain type of personality to the job. He was on Wall Street for 25 years as a financier, and he has done communications work in the past. So, looking at his resume, he has, the experience to do this. It's a matter of kind of taming the tongue, especially even on Twitter, where he's put out statements and deleted some. But I don't know if the president is really happy with what he's seeing. As I said, again, the president has been silent on this.
Yeah, well, it's anyone's guess, really, isn't it? But would you anticipate President Trump wading into this at any stage?
No, I would anticipate President Trump taking action because this has caused more fighting. This isn't like junior staffers in the White House, quietly fighting. No one knows about it. This is the top officials in the White House going at each other's throats, and we don't even know what's going on behind closed doors. This is just what we know about. So I would certainly expect Trump to make changes, maybe take Scaramucci out before he causes more problems.
Anna Giratelli from the Washington Examiner, thank you. It is 17 past five.